for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on into my house. It's Rosie's house. And you come in by just giving us a phone call. It's toll free. 1-888-767-4348. If you've got any question about home maintenance, home repair, or home remodeling, or home ownership in general, give us a call and let us put our 45 years of Arizona home ownership and remodeling experience to work for you. I'm Rosie. I'm broadcasting from our broadcast affiliate flagship out of Phoenix, Arizona. Romy is on the road and joining us remotely from the Tucson Convention Center where the Saba Home Show is currently going on. And I want to do one thing before we dive into your questions. We have a couple people already on hold with questions. But Romy, if you don't mind, I want to go back a week or two to when we had a show on doing home inventory. And I got an email I thought was pretty interesting. We were talking at the time about how to save paint samples. And as a part of inventorying your home, it's always so tough 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years later when that room or the outside wall needs a little touch-up for you to do the detective work to find out exactly what paint you used. So what I've told people for years is when you're done painting, take a small little Dixie cup of that paint, clean the rim of the paint can, stretch a layer of Saran wrap over the top of the can, and tap the lid down with a rubber mallet so that you don't dent any of the rim. Do not use a steel hammer. Then turn the can upside down, take the Dixie cup of paint, and pour it on the bottom of the paint can. Let that dry, and then take a Sharpie's felt marker and put Master Bedroom, October 2019, and you'll have an instant example of what the paint is. And stored upside down with a layer of Saran wrap between the lid and the can, that paint will absolutely be free from air contact and will last for years. Well, we had somebody from Oral Valley write in, and he says, that's a good idea, Rosie, but here's something I do. Anytime I'm tackling a paint project, I finish the project by having samples of good lumber already primed with a paint primer that I then coat with 2 or 3 coats of whatever paint I'm using. And then I store that with the paint can in a black baggy bag so no ultraviolet light can distort the color. So anytime I want to go back to that particular paint color, I've got an actual sample of the paint application that I can give to the paint wholesaler. And these computer matching machines have become so accurate, they can give you the exact color, they can tell you what sheen it is, whether it's flat, or it's eggshell, or it's semi-gloss, or it's gloss. And he says, that is the way I store my paint samples. So we appreciate that from Rick. One more tip that we'll add to the Rosie on the House database, and add that to our tips in the website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, which is absolutely a jam-packed, fact-filled encyclopedia for anyone that owns a home in the state of Arizona. So that's the catch-up I needed to do.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. We are at the Tucson Convention Center this weekend for the Saba Home Show. You can come visit Rosie on the House in booth 825. We have 2019 home maintenance calendar is our third printing of a home maintenance calendar. We had them distributing this weekend. They're in our booth, as well as all of our partners that are here at the Tucson Home Show all have stacks of the home maintenance calendar in their booth. You can get it before we ship it. If you're already on the mailing list, you'll get your copy mid-December. We'll mail those out. And if you're not already on the mailing list, you can just send us an address of where you would like the home maintenance calendar sent. We'll send you a free copy. Just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. It gives you a format line out to the broadcast, what we cover in each of our four individual hours. We have a weekly to-do. We'll be covering that at 10:32. And then there's also our partners put together a list of different promotional coupon savings. So the calendar will help you save money on all kinds of things, whether it's pest control, roofing, air conditioning, window cleaning, whatever the case may be, chimney cleaning, as I'm scrolling through here. So you can pick up a copy of your home maintenance calendar, and it's also got a statewide directory printed in it as well for quick reference at the point you need a trustworthy home service provider. And they also have some of our top-selling e-store items, the ever-popular puncture-proof gloves by Thorn Armor that are great for anybody working in a cactus garden or trimming mesquites, Palo Verdes, or Texas ebonies. They've got those in stock, as well as our Earth Talon Shovel. And if you just want to stop by and say hello, you can do that as well. We're in booth 825. And as I understand, we've got callers lined up. So let's get to them.
They are lining up. So, Gary, why don't you punch up Richard here, and let's see if we can get him taken care of.
Go ahead, Richard.
Morning, Richard.
Morning, sir. If you ever go to Santa Maria, California, try their tri-tip over there. Boy, they got the best tri-tip over there. I don't know if you've ever been there, but they got the tri-tip over there.
All right. Well, now we got the tri-tip contest going right here at Rosie on the House.
Yeah, that's their meat over there.
Thanks,
anyway,
for the
Mr.
tip.
Rosie, I have a manufactured home, and I moved in here 3 years ago, and it's been coated about three times. I've coated it twice, and it was coated once before I got here.
Okay.
How many times can I coat that before I have to replace the shingles on there?
Well, Richard, you could coat it a lot. What are you using? What product are you using?
Well, I don't know. I had a contractor came in and did it, but the last one I seen him, he bought it at Home Depot. He kind of snuck in a little bit in there, the Home Depot product.
Okay.
Henry, I think it was called, or something like that.
Well, that's a good product. It's a it's the white reflective Henrys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's a good product. What part of Arizona are you in, Richard?
East Mesa.
Okay.
East Mesa, huh?
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you can coat it a lot. You you can't put on too many layers of shingles before you exceed the weight limit of the roof. But we can put a lot of coating on a roof on top of the existing shingle. What vintage is the home? What year is the home?
1989.
Okay. And you think it has at least three layers of coating over the top of the shingles right now?
Yes, sir, that I know of.
Okay. You're not having any leaking problems now.
No, sir.
What triggers you to want to recoat again?
So I wouldn't have to spend the money on putting new roof up there, new shingles in there, all that.
And you're just looking visually at some of the surface cracking in the coating, and that's making you nervous?
Well, yeah, I mean, every 2 years I look get up there, and yeah, it's starting to stretch out a little bit, little cracks up there, and that's when I have it recoated.
The last time you had it recoated was about 2 years ago?
A year ago, sir.
A year ago. Well, Richard, if you're comfortable getting on the roof, I would tell you, if you would just shoot a couple pictures of the area that concern you and send them over to me, I'll do the best I can to kind of judge it. If I think we need to get a roofer over there to look at it, I'll send a roofer over there for free just to give you an opinion. Is that fair?
Oh, yes, sir. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, you take pictures with your phone and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com and just put today's date on it and just put today's date roof photos. We get hundreds of emails every weekend. But if I see that, then I'll know we talked on the radio, and I'll jump right on that first thing Tuesday morning.
Okay. And one more thing. I think, Jennifer, you and Romy are world-class people, and I appreciate your show.
Well, very nice. Thank you, Richard.
And you have a good day, sir.
And I'll second that. Romy and Jennifer are world-class people. I'd like to second that motion.
You taught us well.
Oh.
I got to teach the world-class person to turn the mic on.
The world-class person's microphone. All right, let's go to the next call. Bring in Wade. Trying to tackle a project around the house. And I took care of Richard. That opens the line for you. If you'd like to ask a question, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Okay, Wade, what are you trying to tackle today?
I have a double gate and a 12-foot opening in the concrete fence. And the gates were held in originally by 5/16 redheads, and they changed them to 3/8, and they're still not holding. I was wondering if you had a suggestion of what would hold in there.
Oh, boy.
Hold them up.
And these redheads have already pulled out, or they're just loose right now?
They're loose now. And
okay.
And so going to have to...
And they're supporting a six-foot gate.
Correct. It's a metal gate with redwood slats.
Okay. Well, I tell you, that's a lot of weight, and it's two hinges, a top and a bottom hinge for each gate panel.
Correct.
And that's going to, and that's mounting on what? A fence column that then turns into fence block, the narrow fence block? Or is it a full?
Yeah, it's a narrow fence block, and they're hollow in, it's hollow in there. It wasn't filled.
Okay, well, the column that has the gate hinges mounted to it should be grouted solid. If it's not, that may be part of your problem. And on the top, on the top of that column is a flat masonry unit we call a cracker. And if you could take an all metal bit in your Sawzall and cut that grout joint loose and remove that cracker, here's what I would do. I would go in either with another redhead or a big molly bolt, and I would make sure that the integrity of the block itself is good, and I'd mount that molly, and then I would just fill that whole column with grout solid.
Okay.
And then you'll probably be in pretty good shape. You take a little mortar or a little masonry caulk and glue that cracker back in place, and you'll be all set. The fact that column isn't grouted solid, it's the hinges that are coming loose. It's not the columns that are tilting or listing, correct?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
They're coming. They're pulling out of that. So
I'd pop that.
I'd heard about epoxy and some kind of a mesh sleeve thing and things like that.
There are all those things available, but I think I'd just go in with a molly, and I would just fill that whole column from top to bottom. It should be filled grout solid anyway at that location. And the molly won't be able to spin when it's completely grouted in place from the backside, and you'll be all set. So, Wade, appreciate the call. Hope that helps. Get him
Don't
all started.
Get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure, and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside, whether whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, you're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Fellas, two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.